Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive with us. If you're anything like me, you love hearing about the latest and greatest in accessible tech, especially new apps.
And luckily for us, we've got a ton of it to unpack today.
We're diving headfirst into updates and news from AppleVis from July to September 2024.
It's a really interesting period, actually.
Yeah, this was when AppleVis almost had to shut down, remember?
Right. It was touch and go there for a minute.
It was only because of massive support from the community and the awesome folks at Be My Eyes that they were able to keep the lights on.
It really goes to show you how vital a resource AppleVis is for so many people.
Totally. But enough about that. Let's get to the good stuff. We've got updates on apps covering everything from gaming to education, navigation, weather. You name it, we've probably got it.
We've even got some music stuff for you.
Ooh, speaking of music, let's start with games. There's just something about app updates for games that gets me going, you know? What have we got?
Well, there's Sonar Islands. It's this super cool audio-only multiplayer game.
Wait, audio-only? How does that even work?
You build an empire using nothing but sound. Think about it, conquering the world just by listening.
Whoa, that's wild. I'm gonna have to check that one out for sure. What else is on our gaming list?
How about some epic fantasy RPG action? Land of Livia got a big update.
Oh yeah, I've heard of Land of Livia. It's already designed to be accessible, right?
Exactly. But they've taken player feedback and used it to really refine the gameplay experience. For example, they made the inventory system way easier to use with voiceover.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Developers who listen to their users and prioritize accessibility make all the difference.
I totally agree. And if you're looking for something new you can play with your friends, whether they're visually impaired or not, you have to try Ranger Legend.
Ranger Legend. I don't think I know that one.
It's this action role-playing game, an ARPG, and they designed it from the ground up to be enjoyable for both sighted and visually impaired players.
Now that's awesome. It's great to see developers thinking outside the box and creating games everyone can enjoy together. But hey, not all of us are hardcore gamers, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about something for the language enthusiasts out there?
Well, for those looking to expand their language skills, there's Naturaling. This app is really cool because it ditches the old flashcard method and really emphasizes speaking the language.
So it's less about memorizing verb conjugations and more about actually having a conversation.
Exactly. It's all about building real-world practical skills.
I like it. So what else is new and noteworthy in the app world?
I remember Winamp, the music player that was like everywhere back in the day.
Winamp? Are you serious? That takes me back.
Well, it's making a comeback.
No way.
Yeah.
Seriously. But how does a blast from the past like Winamp fit into the world of accessible tech?
The developers have given it a complete overhaul, and this time around, they're really focusing on accessibility.
Now, that's what I call a comeback story. Good for them. It's fantastic to see older software getting a new lease on life with accessibility as a core focus. But let's shift gears a bit and talk about some of the more, I guess you could say, essential tech updates, especially for navigating the world around us.
Totally. We've got some big ones there. Era Explorer, which is a visual interpreting app that a lot of people rely on, got a bunch of upgrades. We're talking Apple sign-in for easier logins, account merging, and big improvements to the color themes.
And color themes are so essential for accessibility, especially for folks with low vision. So that's a big win. Now, what about navigation apps? Anything interesting happening on that front?
Okay. The AI-powered navigation app made some really smart changes based directly on feedback they got from users. Now you can choose whether the app opens to the camera view, you know, so you can quickly check things like pedestrian signals, or it can open straight to the map for more traditional navigation.
I love that. Giving users the power to personalize their experience is so important, and it proves that the developers are really listening to what their users need and want.
Yeah.
But we've only scratched the surface here. There are a lot more app updates to get to. It's actually amazing how much user feedback shapes the whole accessibility landscape, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. It's this constant back and forth, users telling developers what works, what doesn't.
Right. And it leads to such great results.
Yeah.
Speaking of apps that have really taken user feedback to heart, let's talk about Bookshare Reader.
Oh, yeah. Bookshare Reader. That just got a big accessibility upgrade.
Bookshare Reader. I use that one all the time. What'd they change?
Well, they made some huge improvements to the voiceover features, especially for the Rotor.
Okay, hold on. For those who might not know, the Rotor is this really cool feature that lets you customize how you move around on a page. You can, like, flick your finger on the screen to jump between headings, links, things like that.
Exactly. And now, with the updated Bookshare Reader, you can use the Rotor to quickly jump between chapters, sections, even go straight to a specific element, like an image or a footnote.
That's awesome, especially for navigating really long documents. What else did they change? Did they give it like a visual refresh or anything?
Yeah, actually, they completely overhauled the My Library section visually and organizationally.
Nice. My library makeovers are always a good thing. So, switching gears a bit here, what's happening in the world of OCR apps?
Ah, OCR, optical character recognition. Basically, it's how your phone can read printed text, you know?
Yeah, it's like magic, honestly. You just point your phone at a menu or a letter, whatever, and it reads it out loud to you.
It's pretty amazing how well it works, and it keeps getting better. Envision AI, which is probably the most well-known OCR app out there, just got even better.
Oh, I love Envision AI. What did they improve?
Well, they significantly improved the AI's ability to handle follow-up questions. So it's not just about reading the text anymore. It's also about understanding the context and being able to give you more in-depth information.
Wow. That's incredible. It's like having a research assistant right there in your pocket.
Totally. Oh, and they also made the product availability checks way better when you scan a barcode.
So, like, if you're at the store and you want to know if they have something in stock, you can just scan it and Envision AI can tell you?
Exactly.
That's super useful, especially these days. Supply chains, am I right?
Right.
Okay, so speaking of unpredictable, weather apps. Can't leave our listeners out in the rain, right?
Definitely not. There's good news there, too. Please Don't Rain, which you might remember, was nominated for some accessibility awards.
Oh, yeah. Please Don't Rain. I remember that.
Well, it just got a whole lot better.
Really? How so?
They've been squashing bugs left and right, making the whole experience with VoiceOver and the charts way smoother.
Nice. It's great to see that kind of ongoing support and improvement. So what other weather wonders are out there?
Well, for those who like a little, I don't know, excitement in their weather apps, Weather Gods added the ability to track tropical storms.
Ooh, that sounds kind of intense.
It is. They really went all out with this update. Now you can track the path of the storm, see how strong it's supposed to get, even set up location-based notifications.
Wow. That's perfect for anyone who lives in like a hurricane-prone area or something.
Exactly. Or even if you're just the kind of person who likes to be extra prepared.
Always good to be prepared.
Yeah.
So while we're talking about navigating the great outdoors, Voice Vista, which is based on that Microsoft Soundscape project, right?
That's right, yeah.
They added a really cool new beacon sound effect.
Oh, yeah. Beacons.
For anyone who's not familiar, beacons are amazing. They're these little Bluetooth transmitters that, say, a store can put near their entrance. So with Voice Vista, your phone can now detect those beacons and then, what, play a sound or something to guide you right to the door?
Exactly. It's all about making the world a little bit easier to navigate.
I love it. Making the world a more accessible place, one beacon at a time.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about a bunch of different apps, but, you know, it's not just about the apps themselves, is it? It's also about the community that forms around them.
Absolutely. The AppleVis community is incredibly active. I mean, their forums are just this incredible source of information and support.
For sure. So what are people talking about on the forums these days? What are some of the hot topics?
Well, one discussion that's been getting a lot of attention is about the usefulness of the Apple Watch for people who are totally blind.
That's interesting. I can see how a smartwatch could be useful, but I can also see how it might be kind of tough to use without sight.
Exactly. Some people find it incredibly useful, while others, not so much. You know, struggling with the small screen, not a ton of tactile feedback.
Right.
But the forums are great because it's a place where people can share their experiences, good or bad, offer advice, you know.
Totally. It's like crowdsourcing solutions for a more accessible world. Love that.
Right.
What other tech debates are people buzzing about?
Well, there's been a lot of excitement around the potential of Be My Eyes integrating with the Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses.
Whoa, hold on. What? That sounds like something straight out of a movie.
I know, right? It's still early days, but the possibilities are pretty amazing. Just imagine you're wearing these really stylish Ray-Bans, but they can also give you visual assistance, like whenever you need it. You're walking down the street and you need to know what the bus number is. You could use a voice command to connect with a Be My Eyes volunteer.
No way.
Yeah, and they can see through the camera on your glasses and tell you exactly what you need to know.
That is incredible. It really does feel like we're on the verge of this whole new era of assistive technology. And it's not just the advancements themselves, it's also the incredible enthusiasm and engagement from communities like AppleVis.
100%. It's really inspiring. And speaking of engagement, did you know that AppleVis also has this fantastic lineup of podcasts?
Seriously. Podcasts on top of everything else. Applevus is like the gift that keeps on giving. So what kind of podcasts are we talking about? Give me the rundown.
Well, they've really got something for everyone. Like if you're super into tech and you want to be in the know about all the latest stuff, there's this podcast called Apple Crunch. They just did a whole episode about iOS 18.
Ooh, iOS 18, juicy. Did they talk about all the accessibility stuff too?
Oh yeah, they broke down all the new features and even got into some speculation about Apple's plans for like headsets and smart glasses in the future.
Okay, I am 100% checking that out. What else? What else should I add to my list?
Don't miss the episode of What's New in iOS 18 for Accessibility. They cover everything from updates to live recognition and voiceover.
Yes.
To some pretty cool improvements for Braille screen input.
That sounds like a must listen for sure.
Yes.
Anything else?
If you're all about making your tech work just the way you want it to, they've got episodes on customizing voiceover commands and even how to set up your iOS lock screen for maximum accessibility.
Now, those are some practical tips I can get behind. It's like having your own personal tech support team right in your ears.
Exactly.
Okay, so we can't talk about Applevus podcast without mentioning their own show, right? Applevus Extra?
Of course not. They've got some great episodes, especially the one where they talk about being acquired by Be My Eyes.
Oh, right. I'd love to hear their thoughts on that whole thing.
Yeah, they talk about what it means for the future of Applevus, what they're hoping to do. Plus, they had their 100th episode special, which is really cool.
Nice. What'd they talk about on the 100th episode?
All the new products Apple announced. It's a good one.
They have been busy over there. It's really inspiring, honestly. They're such a dedicated team, always pushing the boundaries of what's possible with accessible tech.
It really shows. I think if there's one big takeaway from all this news, it's the incredible sense of community and resilience, you know?
Absolutely. The Applevus community is such a great example of how people can come together to support each other, share information, and really drive innovation forward. As we wrap up this deep dive, I'm curious, what do you think the future holds for accessible tech? What innovations are you most excited about?
That's the big question, isn't it? For me, the potential of AI is just massive. Imagine a world where your glasses can not only help you see, but also like whisper directions in your ear or translate a sign for you or even warn you about potential hazards.
I mean, it's mind-blowing when you think about it. It feels like we've come so far, but we're really just getting started.
Exactly. And the coolest part is it's not just some big company somewhere deciding what accessible tech should be. It's being driven by people in the community, people with lived experience, sharing their ideas and advocating for what they need. It's amazing.
I love that. So to everyone listening, what innovations do you want to see in the world of accessible technology? What's on your tech wish list? Let us know. Because you never know, your idea could be the next big thing. And until next time, happy exploring.